I'm hearing this, what to me is a very bizarre story of college football news, especially affecting your alma mater, and for a lot of folks actually we have in the building, and we know a lot of our listeners out of Central Michigan University, having to deal with next season's football schedule. And what are they doing? There's like no home schedule.
There really isn't a home schedule for CMU this year. But they've got three Saturday home games, and then I think they've got two others that are on weekdays, because you know how
those Thursday
games or Tuesday games, Wednesday games in November. So really, in Mount Pleasant, on the campus there in Mount Pleasant, they're only going to have three Saturday home games.
Usually about five.
And so what's happening this year is they decided yesterday, or not yesterday, but they made the announcement that the Central Western game is being moved to Ford Field.
The biggest game for either campus.
31,000 were there for the game 2 years ago, and they decided to move it to Detroit because they think this is going to bring in more money. Apparently, the president of the university says that they thought it'd be better to have the game down there instead of having all their alumni drive up to Mount Pleasant. They will go to Detroit where the alumni are.
Central versus
Western.
Western.
So the big robbery game. The big robbery game.
What's that got to do with Detroit?
That's what I'm saying, is the president's saying, well, our alumni, a lot of them live in the Detroit area.
So now we'll have them drive to Detroit.
Yeah, right.
Everybody else.
Right. What about the current students that are in school?
Well, they'll pay for some transportation for them to get down there if they want to go see the game.
And you had the same thought I did, because I think you mentioned the local businesses benefit greatly from these football games.
You would not in any way have offered up an opinion about this, would you?
I did a little bit at the end of my sports, just a touch. But I did say it's not known yet. I guess we'll have to see. But we don't know how it is going to affect the local businesses. But just judging from some of the comment sections and some of the other posts I was reading on social media from people in Mount Pleasant, that was one of their main concerns, why they were griping about this.
It's understandable.
And it's also the tradition. Can you imagine the University of Michigan saying, guess what, we're going to have the Ohio State game at Ford Field? That wouldn't happen. Instead of at the Big House. No, exactly. They're not going to do that.
Of course, the advantage is the Big House holds more than four.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, good point.
But still,
I don't understand why they are doing this. But hey, it's all money, so we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this will work out for them.
I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, it's bad enough. I never liked those Thursday games anyway.
The reason the MAC doesn't know is because it's the time that they can be highlighted.
Yeah.
It's not a Saturday game, but I'm with you. I'm a traditionalist. Mm-hmm. I like my games on Saturdays.
At noon.
Yes, that's right.
Please.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the wave of the future, I suppose.
I'm sure they're going to track it very closely.
Right.
To see how successful it is.
Dollar for dollar.
It's not completely. I guess it's not out of left field, because look at all these games at the beginning of the year in college football. You know, the Pigskin Classic, right? Or the Kickoff Classic. I don't know. We'll see.
The Let's Create a Classic.
Yeah. But still, I mean, they give you only three home games, and then they take away the rivalry game.
Yeah, that doesn't make it easy for students, does it?
No. A lot of them probably. I mean, some will drive down there,
sure, right?
Especially those who are from the Detroit area. I could see.
Or if they provide buses to bus them.
And they're going to do that. They said that's something they'll do. But that's still, it's not. Can I tell you, as a student, it was just easy to get up, put some clothes on, walk over to the stadium instead of having to get on a bus, travel for 2.5 hours. Go see a game, travel back up for 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Who knows? That's a long day.
And feel safe and comfortable celebrating in your own community.
Right.
Well, there has been that aspect of Central Michigan.
Back in the day, not anymore, though. That doesn't. I think my generation, I think 1994 was the last time there were real issues there.
I'm just thinking they don't want to be roaming around downtown Detroit.
Are you admitting you were part of the issues?
Actually, I could not have. I wasn't, because I had mono, so I missed the game, so I was not.
What an excuse.
And perhaps it was good.
Yeah.